We're back with more of Lake Effect Now on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. There's no question that the millennial generation, roughly 80 million strong, is shaping the future. They get a bad rap, though, often portrayed as entitled and narcissistic. But most researchers say the evidence points to a generation that is highly educated, self-confident, technologically savvy, and ambitious.
Millennials are also the largest users of fitness club memberships today, and their desires are driving some of the changes that are happening at the YMCA of Greater Milwaukee.
Kate Wall, Vice President of Operations for the YMCA of Waukesha, joins me in the studio to explain what kinds of things millennials are looking for in a group fitness environment and how the Y continues to adapt. Kate, welcome to Lake Effect.
Thank you so much for having me. Excited to be here.
So you're part of the YMCA of Waukesha County, and your club, as well as other YMCAs, are making trends to target the millennials as a fitness group, as a membership base. So to start, how are millennials changing how fitness clubs operate? And overall, what kind of preferences and things are important to this demographic that you've noticed?
Yes, absolutely. We are looking at millennials. We pride ourselves at the Y being for everyone, but looking at millennials and what their needs and preferences are is something that has forced us to look to be a little bit different. This past year, we have really invested and focused on our technology because we know that that is something that millennials are looking for. They are really looking to use technology in many different ways, including their health and fitness and setting goals and tracking how they are doing towards reaching those goals. And so we at the Y started a new app this past year so that we are able to integrate with the technology that they're already using and then support some of our other goals and provide other goals for our members and participants as well through the mobile technology.
Do you find that this retains members and also attracts new ones? Because in my mind, you think it'd be a little counterproductive since apps and things at the internet are at our disposal that, you know, really are gyms necessary when at the touch of a button, you can have a workout laid right in front of you.
Yeah, absolutely. I can understand that. But we are finding that people like to be social as well. And they want to challenge not only themselves, but in a community that helps support their goals, and they can challenge one another. And so coming together to our fitness classes, we're also revamping what we're offering for all of our members, but focusing on what the needs of millennials are. They're looking for high intensity classes that they can come in, get their workout in, have it feel like it's made a difference in their day, in their energy, in reaching their goals. And so we're really looking at what types of offerings we have for all of our members, but focused on what the needs of millennials are, what times we're offering them so they're convenient to our members, because people like having that community as well and reaching goals together.
YMCA has been a long-standing community organization. It's been around for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, do you know, have there been any other times in the Y's history where you've had to make this shift to attract these various demographics?
Absolutely. This is what we've done all along. We've always been focused on changing to meet the local needs. That's why we've been around over 150 years, is because we are constantly reinventing who we are. We have always been focused on the family, but what that means at the current time and how we are engaging the different family members within a unit, we have to constantly look at that. But we are focused on youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. And those are our key focuses. But how we do that and how we connect with the community and what the needs are, it changes.
Do you have a system in place where you observe these changes through time? Do you guys do a self-analysis every few years to see what kind of things you need to adjust to with your members?
Yep, we do a lot of different things to evaluate what the needs are. We do member surveys, so we're focused on what our current member needs are. We're also always looking at the trends across the nation in terms of fitness and youth activities, where we can fill the gaps. We're looking at our local community needs and where there are gaps in services that are offered within our local communities that we can address too.
And are millennials living in these suburban areas where you're located? You're, for example, in Waukesha. You know, typically you think of younger people, millennials, as city dwellers. Do you find that either they're living out where your clubs are or that they're coming to your club specifically for that?
Yeah, absolutely. We have millennials in every area within our communities. And we see a lot of millennials who are starting families and have young families. And it's nice that we are able to offer something for both their fitness and health and well-being goals, but also something for their young developing families.
I kind of had to read that script again when it was like millennial families. It's like, no, I suppose, yeah, they are. Having kids by now, usually you think of, you know, it's a very young group, very solitary, very independent. And then you have to realize, like, no, they have growing families.
But yes, absolutely.
What are the needs and preferences of millennial parents compared to parents that have come before them and have used the Y and the Y's family programs?
Something interesting that I've been talking to our board members about is in the past, we saw a lot of families and parents especially who were looking for workout options early in the morning because they could get their workout in before their kids went off to school or once they went off to school and before they had to head into work. We are seeing a dramatic shift in that where millennials are looking for more flexibility, especially with evening classes and having offerings when they are available. And we're seeing a bigger need for late evening classes. And so we've been forced to look at our schedules and make sure that we have offerings that fit that need as well.
Is there a reason for the evening shift, do you think, or just?
You know, from what we're hearing from our members, it's just that parents want to be able to put their kids in bed, and if they have an opportunity then to leave the house and go get their workout in at the end of the day instead of getting up early and having that workout before the day begins, that's just a shift in how people are looking to fit fitness into their busy schedules.
Right. Perhaps ease off the morning routine a little bit, not trying to squeeze that in as well.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the more populous rise of group fitness boutique studios, so to speak. So,
yes.
You know, we have Orange Theory popping up. We have Spire, which is specific for spinning and rowing, and there's spin-specific studios.
Right.
So how does a place like the Y, a very big, sprawling gym that has lots and lots of different options, how do you combat the boutiques that are popping up that solely focus on one thing?
Well, the great thing about what we are able to offer is that we can bring that small boutique feel into one spot for the entire family. And so this year we are really focused on some key areas within our fitness facility, such as group cycling and high intensity training, so that we can really focus on those areas and bringing those small group classes under our facility so people don't have to go to other facilities to get the same high-intensity workout. They can do it at the YMCA, have that same small community group feel, but also be at a place that there's child watch for their children and other activities for the whole family to participate in.
What kind of whole family activities are offered that millennials are gravitating towards?
Great question. This past year, we also spent a lot of time focusing on how we can better connect with the families and our family members. And a couple of ways we did that are first by refocusing on our family nights. So every Friday night, we offer family nights at our 5 locations. And so we've really reinvested in the staffing and in the resources for those family nights so that they are fun, quality activities for the entire family to participate in together on Friday nights. And then we also, we were hearing that our members are looking for more activities for 8 to 12-year-olds. And so we started Y Club, which is a free drop-in program for 8 to 12-year-olds twice a week at each of our locations that provides fun, high energy, high active programming for 8 to 12-year-olds. And so when parents come to drop their or get their workout in, their kids have something engaging to do at the Y as well.
Well, I imagine that's important for these younger parents, is that while they're being healthy and getting their exercise, they also want their kids to learn the same habits.
Yes, absolutely. So on top of that, we also really reinvested some of our resources into looking at how we offer family fitness programming. And so we are now offering family fitness at each of our locations. For example, we have a family boot camp, so the whole family can participate in that together. Oftentimes it's piggybacked off of an adult-only fitness class, and so the parents can get their fitness activity in and then go grab their kids from Child Watch or from Y Club or elsewhere within our facility, and they can all work out together in our family fitness classes.
I wonder, with the Y being around for so long and needing to adjust to each trend that's come over the years, whether it's jazzercise or now it's boutique fitness.
Yes.
How do you think millennial trends have improved the YMCA overall? And what are you learning from them now that you will keep implementing going forward, even as millennials age out, so to speak?
Well, I think the technology piece is something that's huge for us, that we have been really committed to investing in the technology that we're using and that is available to our members, such as our mobile app and also our fitness equipment that can be connected with wearables and other fitness technology. And so that is a continuing trend that is benefiting everyone because it's not just millennials who are using those technologies and really want technology to be part of their health and wellness and tracking their goals. It's something that's important for everyone. And so I think that while millennials are forcing us to look at doing things differently, it's really benefiting us as a whole and forcing us to move forward and be more relevant within our communities with all of our participants and not just the millennials.
Well, and overall, what do you think it is about the why and whatever perspective you guys have as operating as a club that keeps you around for over 100 years and continuing?
I really think that it's that we have something for everyone. If you walk into any of our facilities today, there are parents with newborn children and young families there. And then we also have a very active senior community who is there at the same time together. So you can be a member of the Y from the moment, you know, you're born, if your family is part of that Y, all the way through your life, and really at every step of the way, we have something for you that is targeted towards you and helping reaching your goals, whatever they are at that time.
Okay, well, thanks for coming in to talk about this today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Kate Wall is the Vice President of Operations for the YMCA of Waukesha. There's more information about millennial fitness trends and the YMCA in general at WUWM.com.